Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
All right, here we go. It is Wednesday morning on WPHM. This has been such a difficult year for local organizations that rely on charitable contributions. A lot of events that are usually planned didn't get to happen this year, and it's left a lot of organizations scrambling for funding. One of those is our local Fraternal Order of Police Lodge number 129. Joining us right now, Marysville Police Sergeant and the President of the Fraternal Order of Police 129, Ed Jarrow. Ed, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having us on here.
Been a rough year for you guys, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been a rough year for everyone, but especially our hall. We rely on the funds that we get from the rental of the hall to keep the lodge afloat, and COVID has really hit us hard.
Well, I guess so. Let's back up a little bit and talk a little more about the Police Lodge 129, because I'm not sure everybody understands exactly what the Fraternal Order of Police is.
Well, the Fraternal Order of Police is just, it's not an organization that's geared just towards police officers. We do have an associate lodge, which is non-sworn people. You could even be yourself, Paul. You could come out and support law enforcement in your community by joining the hall, and we encourage people to contact us to apply to become members of the hall. And you know, it's the support that we give all our law enforcement within the county from, you know, as a group, as a whole. And not only do we support our law enforcement, but we're also supporting different events within the community. I mean, Shop with a Cop is huge for us every year up there in Myers, and we, you know, we put out some, you know, most of the time over 100 kids are able to shop with an individual police officer to get gifts that they would maybe normally not get, and it's a rewarding experience. You know, we've helped out the Kimball Little League team with having them put a field in on part of our property. You know, of course, we know the Child Abuse Neglect Council. We support them every year, and just different events throughout the year that we actually donate back to our community from the police.
Yeah, fantastic. Are you going to be able to do Shop with a Cop this year?
Well, there's been some rumblings about not being able to, but maybe doing something. We're still going to do something, but that's how that's going to play out, I don't know exactly yet. So,
but besides just the Fraternal Lodge, I mean, this has been a difficult year for police in general, hasn't it?
It sure has, and you know, we recognize that, you know, we can't make everyone happy, and that, you know, there are some bad seeds within any organization that you belong to or you're part of, and you know, we obviously don't support that either. We're you know, the majority of us take our law enforcement code of ethics to heart, and we really frown down on anything that takes away from that. So yeah, it's been rough, but you know, most police officers that I know get through it with a smile, and we understand that that sometimes it's going to be bad for us.
And Ed, I think that most people recognize that as well, and I think that especially in this community, people generally speaking support their local law enforcement, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And you know, what kind of spurred our thoughts to maybe do this fundraiser this year instead of, you know, the way that we normally bring in money is just the outpouring support I've seen with different yard signs throughout the community, throughout this county, supporting police officers, supporting law enforcement. And so we decided that maybe we should put something together that's actually from the FOP that would assist us and give other people opportunities to have these signs and wear T-shirts that say, you know, I support and pray for law enforcement. We support and pray for law enforcement as far as the yard sign goes. And you know, the T-shirts are very, very nice. I mean, it's individual. You know, they say, I support and pray for law enforcement. And on the back of it, it has all the law enforcement within the county listed on the back. So from U.S. Homeland Security all the way down to Memphis Police. So if you're out in KPAC, Memphis, you can support your local police departments out there by wearing this T-shirt and purchasing it, you know, through our website.
I'm on the website right now. It's FOP129.org, and I'm looking at the T-shirt and the yard sign, and you can buy those directly from the website, or you can just give a one-time donation. Pretty easy to point and click and make a donation to the Fraternal Order of Police right there.
That is correct, yep. If you go to the FOP129.org and go right to the T-shirt sales, you just put a /store, and the two items are on there to purchase. We've made it real easy to do online. And then what we're doing is we're delivering them, excuse me, Paul, we're delivering them once a week to individuals that order. And, we'll do it. They'll either be a police officer or one of the associate members that will drop it off to your doorstep.
Well, how nice is that? That's fantastic. Service with a smile.
There
we sure
go.
Appreciate that. Appreciate all that you and all the law enforcement in our area does. And this is one way to give back and show our appreciation because, like we said, this has been a tough year for fundraising. Hopefully, 2021, you'll be able to rent out the hall and see a little more revenue for those things that you're able to do every year.
Yep, we really hope so, and we thank you for giving us a little bit of a spot this morning to help us out.
Ed, happy to do it, and I'll share the link to that on our WPHM Radio Facebook page. People can go there and link to your page to buy the T-shirts and the yard signs.
That's awesome, Paul. Thank you very much.
Ed, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.